It's been 58 days now since Hurricane Camille smashed the southern coast of Mississippi and created devastation that was unmatched by any recorded hurricane in American history. On September 24th, Paul Cunningham, reporting for Today, came back from the disaster area, showed us what was happening in the hard-hit coastal community of Pass Christian, and talked at that time of the rescue and rehabilitation efforts underway. Of course, that doesn't end it. The drama of Camille's violence is over, but the misery goes on. And this morning, we're pursuing our coverage of this story, this time interviewing a man who has made a rather intensive study of it. He is Edward Peebles, who's assistant professor of sociology at the Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. He headed up a team of investigators assigned by the American Friends Service Committee to look into conditions in the disaster area. Welcome to Today.
Thank you.
Mr. Peebles, how did your investigating team operate down there? What fundamentally were you looking for?
Well, we were looking for some of the social implications that continue after the drama of the immediate impact of Camille occurred, and seeing some of the problems that have to be absorbed by families and individuals. And we had a nucleus of four field workers or interviewers, and we had some six others able to put informational input into the our gathering of our information.
Did you launch this investigation because you suspected that all was not right in the rehabilitation efforts?
Yes, the American Friends Service Committee and the Southern Regional Council of Atlanta was aware of problems that existed in the Gulfport-Biloxi coast area before Camille, and had made some assumptions based on their own experience in the South about the nature of the problems, and so they commissioned me and my team to do a exploratory kind of study there.
How do you assess the efficiency of the rehabilitation work?
Well, there's a number of things that could be said. It's a very complicated matter, but there's some outstanding features that perhaps ought to be brought to the attention of those who should be concerned. First of all, the suffering continues, as you have said. It continues severely for many, many people. And this suffering is on the part of families and individuals, children, the aged, those in convalescence, and the partially disabled, and the unemployed. And the suffering takes place around issues like housing and jobs and ability to get credit, ability to hold cash to pay for your groceries, problems of transportation and communication, not being able to get to offices that are some miles away to get help. There's problems of shortages in knowledge and know-how, how to cope with bureaucratic, what I would call bureaucratic overburden.
Yeah. What about the efforts of the federal government in helping this?
Well, I would say it's sort of mixed, and we have the American Friends Service Committee and the Southern Regional Council has an individual and an aide to this individual in Washington trying to bring some of this information to bear on the departments there. And some of the things that we found is a number of things, but essentially we found that the various programs of the federal government are rather inflexible. There's problems of communication between decision makers in Washington and the field people, who some of which are very sensitive to the human problem in the Gulf Coast area.
But you think they can't move because of the nature of a bureaucratic setup?
It seems to us a great portion of the problem. For example, we've talked to a number of individuals on the staging site for the distribution of trailers in the Gulf region, and they understand how the housing demand is very, very acute. There are thousands of people who do not have emergency homes now, who live in tents and in cars and sometimes on the street, in the woods and the like. And these staging directors of these housing, in the distribution of these trailers, cannot get or have not been able to get out of Washington resolute policies which answer the problems for the people who need these.
Is this partly because, as one observer said, the 10-person emergency committee is made up of all white, all male, all VIP types who simply don't understand what the problems are down there?
Yes, I would say that it's related in a sort of a secondary way. I'd say that the federal government programs are so piecemeal and are not organized around the real existence of families and individuals that it's impossible. But as far as the representativeness for the purposes of recovery efforts, this governor's council, emergency council, has been given almost absolute power over the federal dollars that will be spent in the Gulfport area. And indeed, it is all white, all male. Seven of the 10 are from upstate and not Gulf Coast people, and there are no women on them.
Yeah, that does. What evaluation will be made when you turn in your report? What action do you expect to ensue from, as a result of your efforts in correcting the rehabilitation program?
Well, we have people in the field now. We now have a former community worker from New Jersey back in Mississippi, and we have an individual in Washington trying to link up the and continuing knowledge to be accessible. Mm-hmm. And some of the problems that just have to be faced. One is money. There's got to be enormous amounts of state, federal money, and industry and business can help also. The question of planning, to consider the human factors in planning instead of this emphasis on just physical factors. I mean, hotels and roads and don't suffer. Human beings suffer. Mm. And we have another thing is the blatant discrimination, the racial and class bias that exists.
Talking about among the people, among each other down there, or from officialdom to?
Well, I mean, officialdom is aiding and abetting it in that you have to understand the way President Nixon has authorized this governor's emergency council to be the sole clearinghouse for all federal monies, and that federal money will be used in ways that that will conform to this 10 businessman, all white, idea of what is needed. And my suspicion is that it will not be sensitive to human development.
Thank you very much, Mr. Peoples. Edward Peoples, who is assistant professor of sociology at the Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, has been our guest to report on the investigation that he and a team headed for the American Friends. The American Friends does very good work. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
We have 48 and a half after the hour now. We have a message to bring you.